So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Dr. Jeffrey Copeland is with us. He's the Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital. Dr. Copeland, welcome back. Good to talk with you today.
Thank you, Anna. It's good to be back, even if it's a bit dreary. You know, I was thinking about it today. Pretty much every time we've been on the radio together, the sun's been shining. It's been that kind of summer. And at least the sun is shining, even if some other things seem rather bleak.
Yeah, tell me about, start there. What is it that appears bleak to you today?
You know, we are continuing to deal with large numbers of sick COVID patients. And as we've talked about before, they're mostly more than 90%, more than 95% unvaccinated. So we're dealing with a preventable illness that is causing a lot of difficulty within the healthcare system. Thankfully, our hospitals can handle the volume of patients that we have, particularly here in Illinois. And our people are just doing a great job taking care of these folks. But it's just distressing that here we are in the middle of September and we're still dealing with all these unvaccinated people who are getting sick with the Delta variant of COVID and wind up in the hospital. And it's totally preventable, totally preventable.
Yeah, I hear you on that. There is some good news, Dr. Copeland, from Johnson & Johnson and the booster dose. That's one piece. And then the children, the vaccine, strong immune response in younger children in some of the tests they've done. Can you talk about those two things?
It's been a week since I was on. And as we talked about last Tuesday, there was going to be a lot of news coming out. And there's a lot of really good news regarding the vaccines. So the data that Pfizer provided to FDA, that FDA discussed last Friday, is really very impressive. Even if FDA, the advisory committee, decided that we're not ready yet to have boosters for the entire population, including younger, healthy people, the data are very impressive as to the effectiveness of the vaccines, including with the boosters. So individuals who are older, who live in nursing homes, who have various immunocompromised states, the fact that we now know that the Pfizer vaccine has really good effectiveness when the third dose is given for those people, we should all feel really good about that, and in particular for those folks who fall into those categories. So that's good. Then we now have, it's just a press release right now from Johnson & Johnson, but let's assume that what they're sharing with us is correct. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which people who've received, many people have been nervous, right? Because we just haven't had the kind of data on Johnson & Johnson. Now we know that a second dose of Johnson & Johnson given after 2 months gives a very robust immune response. So hopefully we're going to see the same recommendation for people who've received Johnson & Johnson who are older, who may have an immunocompromised state, that getting a second Johnson & Johnson vaccine is going to put you in a really good place to be protected against severe illness, hospitalization, and death. That's just a great thing to know. So I'm looking forward to seeing their data when they present it, and then to see what FDA scientists have to say about it. So that's a very favorable thing. And then the third thing, Anna, obviously has to do with the kids. Pfizer's saying that the study that we've been doing for kids between 5 and 11, we're seeing a really robust antibody response, similar to what we've seen in the adolescents and young adults. And we have every reason to believe that the vaccine in that age group, 5 to 11, will be as effective as what we've seen in the adolescents and the young adults. So that's a third thing that we can just feel really good about.
But you're supposed to hold off on getting boosters. Am I hearing you correctly, Dr. Copen, unless you're in some kind of high-risk group? Is that where we're at right now? Where would you say we're at?
Yeah, so, you know, here's the complexity. And, you know, Anna, we've been talking about now for so many months, we wish the communication could be easier to understand at times. What FDA's advisory committee said on Friday is they are not recommending that the entire general population receive a booster at this time. So that's what they had to say. This week, tomorrow and Thursday, there's another advisory committee, this one for CDC, that's going to be meeting to talk about what the FDA had to say. They're going to look at the same data themselves. And then we're going to see what the CDC recommendation is. And typically, we will follow what the CDC recommendation is. So we will know more by later on Thursday, certainly by Friday. But right now, what we thought would be September 20th, the general population would start getting boosters. That's not what happened on Friday. The FDA did not say that. They actually said, let's hold off on that for now.
But doesn't that make it more confusing if the CDC comes up with a different answer?
Yeah, it does, right? And it's all different, too, than what President Biden said in the middle of August when he gave us the September 20th date. So I think it's, you know, we just all have to, you know, keep our calm heads about us as we try to understand what, you know, what we're being told by these different agencies. I will be surprised if CDC comes up with something that is much different than what we heard on Friday from FDA. So here's where I think we're going to be as of this week, by the end of the week. It's going to be boosters for older people over the age of 65, people who live in nursing homes, different immunocompromised states. And my own guess, just based on what I've been reading and what I've been hearing, I wouldn't be surprised if CDC also says frontline healthcare workers, first responders, and teachers. I have a feeling that's what we're going to hear from CDC later this week. So with those additional ones, and by the way, that was the group 1A. If we remember back to December and January, the first group that received the vaccinations was those categories of individuals. So I would not be surprised if that's where we wind up at the end of this week.
Well, your feelings have been spot on in the past, so we'll stay tuned and see what happens and speak with you on Thursday, too. Dr. Copen, let me see if I can get this in, though. Question from a listener for the doctor. When caring for my young, not yet vaccine-eligible grandchildren in their home, should I wear a mask now that they're back in school, even though they're doing 100% masking at school? I'm fully vaccinated and planning to boost, but what should I do when I'm around unvaccinated kids is really the question.
Yeah, so if you are vaccinated, and this individual is, and if your health is good, and your grandchildren are asymptomatic, you should be okay without a mask.
Okay. Good to know. We'll leave it there, Dr. Copen, and we'll see what happens later this week. Did you say the CDC meets Thursday? So would it be in time for your next visit with us to interpret what happens?
Well, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see what time they meet. If not, I think we'll have an inkling on Thursday what's going on with CDC. And certainly by next week, we'll know for sure. The most important advice I have for everybody is everybody stay calm. You know, there's nothing here to panic about. We'll get to the right place. Just like everything else with this COVID, since we're learning in real time, we're living through this together in real time. Sometimes the information gets a little bit cloudy, but we'll continue to do the best job we can to try to bring some clarity to what's going on. So I think over this next week, we'll be able to get to that point, Anna, where people can understand what's happening. They can make the right decisions for themselves and their families.
Well, you certainly help us with that, Dr. Copen. Thank you for the time, as always, today. Appreciate it.
Okay. Everybody take good care. Bye-bye.